Nevada Wild, Jerry Evans here for 99.1 FM Talk. And if you didn't get the chance, you need to go back and listen to the podcast about trail cam restrictions and game cams. And don't get yourself in trouble this hunting season. Hunting season right around the corner. Coming up on Labor Day weekend, some lucky person is going to win a brand new pointer shotgun, courtesy of Legacy Sports International, and pointer shotguns, and a cast and blast trip. We're excited about this. Sportsman's Warehouse in Reno, the exclusive place to go and register to win the trip. We have the outfitter, Homer Brown of HD Excursions, on the phone with us to give us an idea of what you're going to win if you win the trip. If you, again, make sure you get in and register. Homer, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Jerry.
Well, give us an idea of what exactly is somebody going to win. And we say somebody and five of their friends, because we're doing a trip for six, and this is going to be coming up September, later in September. We'll be specific with details on the dates. What's the trip going to be like for somebody that wins?
Well, at Hammerdown River Excursions in Whitebird, Idaho, we really pride ourselves in very personalized trips. Generally, what we do is, on our cast and blast trips, we'll do a day in Hell's Canyon. It's the deepest gorge in North America. We've got a lot of big white water over there. We've got a pile of fish. We'll see smallmouth bass. We'll see rainbow trout. We'll see, that time of year, we'll probably see false chinook, false steelhead, and we'll also probably be catching some of the white sturgeon. They're the largest fish in North America. And besides that, we'll be shooting some chuckers. We've got a couple great bird dogs. We've got a couple German shorthair pointers that we get to come on the boat with us and hang out. And they like to work and find birds, so that's kind of what we do. We'll hunt some of the benches that are close to the river, nice, easy hikes. If somebody wants to get a little bit more advanced of a hike in, there's plenty of ground to cover there.
Well, let's go back for a quick second on the fishing, because that's a lot more than I expected. I didn't expect rainbows, and especially didn't expect sturgeon. That's pretty cool. Now, what does somebody need to bring for the, let's say, the casting portion of the cast and blast trip? What kind of gear?
They need to bring a fishing license. That's all you really need to have is a fishing license. You get your combo hunting and fishing license. A fishing license is all you need. We have all the tackle. We have everything. We have all of the specialized gear for steelheads, specialized gear for salmon, bass and trout stuff, and then also the big stuff for catching those big sturgeon.
Boy, that sounds really exciting. So lots of different fish and fishing types. Now, if somebody wanted to bring along a fly rod, if they were into doing that, could they do that, though, if they wanted to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if they have their own fly rod, you know, I generally think a fly rod's kind of like golf clubs. Everybody likes to swing their own stick. So, you know, if you have your own stuff, by all means, bring it. And we can always get you set up with the right type of flies, what's fishing that time of year.
All right, now what if somebody wants to bring their own dog? You've got some dogs yourself, but if somebody wants to bring their dog?
Go for it. We like dogs. We're dog people, so I have no problem with people bringing their own dogs. You know, if they need to bring a kennel and stuff, that would be smart. You know, my dogs generally just hang out on the boat, but if you want to bring a kennel and everything that you need, by all means, go ahead and do that.
All right, so it sounds really, really fun. So you're going to go out on a Saturday. First of all, the winner, they should plan on traveling up there on, depending on how much time they want to take. Where does the trip start from?
We start from Pittsburgh Landing. Our office is in Whitebird, Idaho, which is about 15 miles away. And a lot of times people just follow us over the hill into the canyon, and then we launch our boats there and go to our trip out of Pittsburgh. And depending on where the fishing's been good or where the chuck around's been good, depends on whether we're going upriver or downriver.
Okay. And so you'll take them out and about all day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then what do they look forward to for Saturday night?
Saturday night, Whitebird is a pretty fun little town. There's a couple little dewdrop inns in town, and then also a pretty good little eatery right there, and probably some of the best pizza in the canyon.
Okay. And then you head out again on Sunday.
Yep, on Sunday we'll do it again, and we'll probably go a different direction. You know, we'll try to get people the opportunity to see both ends of the canyon, or possibly even do the Salmon River. Just depends on Like I said, where the fishing has been and how crowded the rivers are and et cetera. We don't like to overpressure our birds or fish. So,
okay.
If we could bounce around a little bit, we will.
All right. Sounds good. And then for somebody that maybe has already gone in and registered, or they may be hearing about this for the first time, what's a good way to get an idea of what the trip will be like and how to maybe even pick up the phone and give you a call or shoot you an email?
So our website is hdriverexcursions.com, and all the information is on there for a cast and blast, for a variety of fishing trips we do, and also our tours. Our phone number is 208-839-9993, or if you want to get a hold of us on a toll-free line, it's 833-839-9993. Either one of those will work. You can call and talk to the office, and a lot of times I'm in there. So if you have any questions that you really need answered that the office gals can, I usually call people right back, or if I'm not already there, and we can have a pretty good conversation about what's going on in the area and what else we offer. We do offer a multitude of different things, whether it's just transports for people going in and out of the canyon to go for hikes and camping, along with our fishing trips and our tours.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Homer should have done this at the very beginning of the conversation. Give me a little bit of history of HD River Excursions and Homer Brown.
Well, I've been a native whitebird my whole life. I'm a veteran. I joined the Army for a couple of years and came back to whitebird and worked for a competitor for a little while, and then went out on my own, got my own thing started, been in business for a couple of years, and got the Hell's Canyon edition this last year, and just been working it hard, getting marketing out there and talking to people and going fishing, man. That's the best part, is every day my office is in the Hell's Canyon. I don't have any cell reception. I don't have a phone ringing. I just have to go and find fish to catch and keep people happy.
Yeah, it sounds like
you're being good time.
Yeah, it sounds like your job is a vacation. It can be. There's a lot of work involved as well. Well, listen, thanks for your service, and thanks for participating in this promotion that we've got going on with Sportsman's Warehouse and Pointer Shotguns. It sounds like it'll be a cast and a blast of a trip. And so we look forward to getting up there and visiting with you as well. And again, one more time, I'll do the phone number. You do the website. Phone number 208-839-9993. And the website, Homer,
is hdriverexcursions.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those social media apps.
All right, Homer Brown, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
And that was recorded a little earlier this week when I was still suffering a bit from the nasal congestion from the cold that I caught last week in Alaska. When you have a day of fishing like I had, you wear a smile for hours and hours. And fortunately, we had that in Ketchikan just last week. But that's Homer Brown. And a reminder, you still have time. Get yourself into the Reno Sportsman's Warehouse. We'll do the drawing on Labor Day weekend at Sportsman's Warehouse for a trip for six and a Pointer shotgun. Truly an experience of a lifetime. Can you imagine catching a sturgeon and bagging a couple of chucker on the same trip? It could happen. Get to Sportsman's Warehouse and register. A couple of elk killed just north of Reno on Highway 395. We'll be back with that story in just a minute.